This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAprepares.com. And Dr. Norma Chile's with us. I'm just looking at the call screen. It looks like the call screen looks like it's hung. I'm resynchronizing the call screen right now.
I would like to introduce you to another of my Franciscan brothers.
Great.
Patrick Rawlings is a wonderful musician that I've known for the last couple of years. He was one of the three of us who went to Assisi to visit our Franciscan roots last June, and he's stopping by on his way across the country. I thought I would introduce you to him and let him just give you one quickie. Show of some, he creates music on the spot. I mean, literally, he can create music to dissipate your depression or do all kinds of other interesting things.
Well, welcome, Patrick Rawlings.
Hi, Vince.
So, show
Dr. Chile has
see how
most
well
amazing
shows up.
Friends.
You want me to give it a try?
Yeah, let's see.
Okay.
Don't hear anything. There, that's one of my favorites. That is the theme music that I use. Okay, thanks, Patrick. That gives us a good example. That's the theme music that I use for my radio shows.
And how is that created, Patrick?
I basically created the piano. About 40% of it is real instruments, and then 60% is created through a computer. So I have an electronic keyboard that hooks into a computer, and it's all either synthesizer-based or it's sampling, like, recorded, pre-recorded orchestra or whatever instrument that's already in the computer. And so I blend the two and create it that way.
And I remember back in the 1970s, the early 1970s, one of my dear friends, Dave, had in his dorm room a Moog synthesizer, and that was brand new technology, you know, back in the 1970s. So are we talking about something like that?
Similar. What they use now is something called a MIDI keyboard. It's a little bit more flexible. The Moog is definitely a great example, but nowadays you can get something that has literally thousands of samples of different instruments and beats and rhythms, and so it's basically the Moog, but like times 100 and just souped mm-hmm. up, you know.
Mm-hmm. And how did you and Dr. Chile connect?
His mother, I've known for a number of years. She's been in some of my classes in the past, and she brought him by to visit about a little over almost 2 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And we just knew right away. It hit it off, and it turns out that we were Franciscan brothers together with St. Francis.
Mm-hmm. And it was an instant connection. She was just like, well, I need you to meet this guy. I need you to meet this guy. And, and so she introduced us, and immediately I felt something, and then he guided me into a part of this, he has this quartz crystal room where I did a little bit of meditation, and just instantly I was getting all sorts of interesting images and feelings and stuff. And so, yeah, it just kind of, it's been a wild ride since then.
And how do you know for sure that you are Franciscan brothers, Patrick? How can you be sure?
Well, the St. Francis is reincarnated, according to one of the great experts in past lives, Kevin Ryerson. And St. Francis, the reincarnated St. Francis, recognized me out of a crowd in 2006, and that has been confirmed by Kevin Ryerson and a couple of other highly intuitive people, and my own memory of a spontaneous recall of being with St. Francis came up. So basically, you know, it's a sense of a confirmation by the reincarnated St. Francis and a confirmation by one of the great experts in past lives, Kevin Ryerson.
And how do you feel about that, Patrick Rollins?
I definitely, for me, it was, I didn't know exactly what the connection was for the first hour or so when I was with Norm when I first met him. But I knew it was a brother, you know, brotherly love. It was even more like a family brotherly love. And then we got to talking, and a few hours later, he started talking about some of his connections with St. Francis, and I have a lot of really deep connections to St. Francis, just when I was younger, having all sorts of dreams, and just really kind of random coincidences throughout my life that have connected with St. Francis. My grandmother always reading me the prayer of St. Francis when I was growing up, and just little things like that that kind of were validating along the way that, you know, that was something real for me. And then when he mentioned it, and then he talked to Kevin Ryerson, and then when we actually went there and went to St. Francis's tomb, it was just, it was all really overwhelming and totally validating.
And Dr. Shealy, we're talking about St. Francis of Assisi, and he was born Giovanni Di Pietro di Bernardone.
Exactly.
And he was a Roman Catholic friar and preacher, and he founded the men's order, orders of Friars Minor, and the women's order of St. Clair, and the order of St. Francis. So that's who we're talking about, and we're talking about the 1100s, you know, 1181, 1182, correct?
Yeah.
And that's when he was born.
You know, almost 1,000 years ago, but, you know, we've all been around many, many times. This just happens to be one of the times that at least five of us, including Peter Hudobel, who is currently the reincarnated St. Francis. By the way, of interest to me is that Peter Hudobel, who is the reincarnation of St. Francis, is a neurosurgeon who teaches meditation. Now, I don't know any other neurosurgeon who's heavy into meditation except me. So it's sort of interesting that we found one another.
Patrick, did you do a past life regression with Dr. Norman Shealy?
I actually did do one with him while we were in Assisi, and that was the first time I had done one with Norm. I'd done a few before that with a couple other people when I was younger, yeah, it was pretty amazing. But it didn't necessarily address the St. Francis of Assisi past life. It kind of, sometimes the past life regressions kind of like, I forget how you say it, Norm, but it's like whatever's the most important.
Yeah, allow your ever-conscious mind to take you back to, you know, that of the greatest interest, or the one, the life that has the most interest to you right now, something like that.
Yeah.
Patrick, Dr. Shealy did a past life regression with me, and what we discovered was I was the same exact troublemaker that I am today. no change in my spots. It sounded like I was in a war, possibly the Revolutionary War, and I was just gumming up the works for the enemy. I was just a guerrilla fighter, just causing them havoc and just, I wasn't a general. I wasn't in charge. I was just a farmer, which is what I am today. But I was just causing all kinds of problems, and I guess I was a hemorrhoid for the other team. is that kind of what you found as well, Patrick? That you were very much similar in the past as you are today?
I would say aspects are definitely similar. I know, like, for that one in particular, I was a totally different gender. I mean, I was a female. I was associating myself with a female in that one. And so just being a different gender, there was a lot of it that I couldn't associate with, but it felt very familiar. But then there are a lot of character traits that I definitely still have this time around too. So I wouldn't say it was totally exactly the same, but there's definitely a strong connection to a lot of the similar kind of traits and habits that I was finding during the aggression.
Are we talking about something like Joan of Arc, who was a warrior but a female? Way different in her time. Warriors were men, and they were not women, but she was, she was definitely, her character traits were one of a warrior, but also a female. Is that kind of what you're saying? That you were a female, but you had male traits? Is that?
Not necessarily. I mean, it was definitely more of a female. I mean, it definitely wasn't a warrior female. We can put it that way. Mm-hmm. It was a mother. And, I can see parts of myself in this lifetime that have some of the kind of,
nurturing.
Yeah, the nurturing aspects of that. But I'm not, I can't associate with having a child or bearing a child or stuff like that. So that's where the differences come in, definitely.
Okay. Patrick, do you have something you'd like to share with us when we come back from this break?
Sure. We can talk about music, or we can keep this past life stuff going. Okay. This is fine.
Okay. Patrick Rollins is with us. Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. I'm Vincent.
Class. I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite. Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. And Patrick Rollins is with us. He's joined us. And we're talking about past life regression. Patrick, let me share this with you, that when Dr. Shealy did a past life regression with me, I found myself in several situations that were disturbing to me. One of them was I was, this farmer and trying to get the villagers together to work together to fight these people who were attacking us. Why were we fighting? We were defending our homes. We were defending our farms. We were defending our property. And the British were there, and they were fighting us, and they were shooting at us, and they wanted to kill us. And so a couple things came to mind that really bothered me. One was I tried to get the villagers to resist, to not give up, to say, wait a minute, these guys have invaded us. We're not causing the problems. We're just defending ourselves, and these guys are trying to kill us. And I had a great deal of difficulty getting my peers, the farmers in the village, to work with us and to resist. They saw the carnage in three villages away, then two villages away, then the next village away, and then here they were attacking us, and I just couldn't get the attention of the farmers to stand up and fight. They were like sheep. It's like, well, let's just give in and let them have it. Meaning give the enemy what they want. And I wasn't willing to do that. That was one thing that bothered me. Another thing that bothered me is they kept coming. They just kept coming and coming, and they were attacking us. So my question for you is, Did you find anything in your past life regression that you've experienced with Dr. Shuley that kind of relates to you today and back then?
Totally. A lot of the same, particularly around the months, like the month before, the month of, and the month after when we were in Assisi in Italy, a lot of the things I was dealing with emotionally, you know, things in my life, career stuff, a lot of it was being played out in the past life regression as well, in a little bit, you know, different way for the time, you know, being in the past. But it was definitely very similar. And when I was done with it, I just remember feeling kind of, it was hard to relive some of those things in the regression. There were some pretty hard moments that came up. But when I was done with it all, I just remember feeling really clear and almost like I had just taken a nap. And then, you know, about 4 weeks later, a lot of the things that I had been kind of dealing with in my life presently back then, that I had worked through in the regression, just kind of suddenly started to clear up, which was pretty incredible. And I don't know if it was all because of the regression or if that was just kind of part of the whole process. But it is really fascinating how it does, you know, whatever past life comes through in the regression tends to be whatever your body and your soul is kind of like dealing with at the time, and it wants to process it and kind of move on.
I did not see my death in the past life regression. However, as I was aging, in maybe my final years on the planet in this past life regression, I looked down and I saw myself as a man who was a farmer, still a farmer, hunched over, you know, from the wear and tear of the war, of the struggle. It took its toll on me, and it, you know, didn't completely wear me out, but darn close. Did you see your death, or did you see anything like that?
I did. It wasn't necessarily, you know, it wasn't like a grisly death or a murder or anything like that. It was, from what I recall, it was a pretty standard, if you want to call it that, death.
An average death.
An average death in the Middle Ages. but what I really remember was kind of what I was feeling when I was dying, and some of the things I wished I had done in that life, and some of the regret stuff, and so that was kind of what was going on as I was dying.
Do you want to share those when we come back?
Sure.
Okay, we'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, just a quick update. The secretive Bilderberg group is set to discuss plans to implement an Internet ID. Who are these people? The Bilderberg group, a secret and implement an internet ID so that your anonymity will be eviscerated, as well as putting a global tax on financial transactions and air travel. That's according to Infowars.com. We'll post the article on the website during the next break. We're talking with Patrick Rollins and Dr. Norman Shealy. We're talking about past life regressions. And Patrick, you were talking about things that you saw around the time of your death. Can you please continue with that?
Yeah. I basically, as I was, passing in that life, I was kind of realizing what had happened earlier was, I had a family and a son, and this was like kind of around the time of the Crusades. And so there came a point where he had to go off and fight. And so I had to say goodbye. But I think in that life, I was totally thinking that I would see him again before I passed. And something hit me. It was some kind of a quick disease, almost like a plague or yellow fever or something like that. And didn't end up getting to see him again. And so that was one of the. It was almost kind of dying kind of with a broken heart almost. And so that was a big kind of revelation for me. And then also at the very end, Norm was guiding me through kind of like, well, can you go back and look at every your family members or any other important people in that lifetime, and have any of them come back in this life? And so you can kind of identify, my father was back then is now my best friend now, or and so I was able to identify who that son was, and so that was healing. And so in this life, there definitely has been a kind of reuniting with the son in that life that I never got to reunite with. So that was definitely really huge.
Patrick, if you look at your past life regression experience with Dr. Shealy, and you think about it in terms of positive versus negative, would you say that in a linear scale, like let's say zero is negative, and as negative as it could possibly be, 10 would be as positive as it could be, 5 would be right in the middle. Would you say that not the experience, but what you remember of what happened during this past life regression, was it more positive? More negative? Was it a 5 in the middle? How would you describe?
Well, I'm definitely, disclaimer, I'm definitely a glass half full guy just in general. So I can look at a lot of negative things and kind of extract little positive aspects. But I definitely, it was generally positive. It wasn't a 10. But it definitely wasn't a 0 either. I'd say maybe it was like a 6 or a 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in mine, I remember some positive aspects, but I remember, like, it was a struggle getting everything done. Everything was difficult. We worked at it and worked at it and worked at it. Nothing came easy. It wasn't like winning. I didn't win the lottery, that's for sure.
Yeah.
In the past.
Then, let me ask you, from my point of view, based upon that, how would you grade this life on a scale of 0 to 10?
I would rate my life very, very high. Very high. In terms of the things that I've accomplished, that I wanted to accomplish, the lifestyle that I live, the insulation that I've helped provide our family from intervention, all of those things, I would rate very highly. I don't know if I've ever said this to you, Dr. Shealy, but I went to an all-boys school taught by the Jesuits in high school. And at our 25th reunion, this was a school for doctors, lawyers, and Indian chiefs. And very, very, very successful men resulted from their education at this particular school. And when they had an unofficial, like, so who did the best? Who among the graduating class of that I was in has really, really done the best? And many of those guys could buy and sell me easily, financially. However, when they had this unofficial poll, they thought that I had done the best. I was not the best student. I was not the best athlete. I was just kind of middle of the road. But in terms of control of my life, doing what I want to do because I want to do it, that I came out as number one. So I would say, in my opinion, I think I've done okay. You know, way, way, way past. I'm thinking close to a 10.
Yeah. And I think I could say the same. I can't give it a 10 because I don't know what 10 would mean. But certainly a 9 as far as my feeling that I've done what I'm supposed to do. That's the way I grade it.
Mm-hmm. And you're talking about this life, right, Dr. Shaw?
Yeah, and this life.
Not past life, yeah. Right.
Right.
And I agree with that in this life. But in the past life, it was pretty difficult, dodging those enemy fire and the roundups and the burning of the villages and, you know, that kind of stuff. It was not pleasant. But we didn't give up either. We fought until they gave up. Dr. Shealy, I had a question that I've been thinking about all day, and that is about the materials that are absorbed through our skin. And here's where I'm going with this. So the incidence of cancer, in my opinion, is increasing at an increasing rate. The number of us who are on medications and treatments of some kind, chemical potions and lotions and so forth, are provided via the pharmaca mafia and the, we'll call it the quote-unquote healthcare system, they've got us on these chemical compounds. Those compounds that leach through the pores of our skin, let's say a person is involved in the food industry. Let's say that person is working in the kitchen as a cook at a restaurant. Picks up the plate with his hand, scoops the food out with utensils, but ultimately, still has to touch the toast with his fingers, or the bread when he puts it in the toaster, those kinds of things. I have concerns about those chemicals leaching out of that person's pores, skin, sweat, coughing, sneezing, whatever, into our food system. Or that person may be a butcher at a supermarket, or a butcher at one of these meat processing plants, and he may be on chemotherapy or radiation treatments. Dr. Shealy, should we be concerned?
Well, let's face it. I think I wouldn't be as worried in the average restaurant as I would in a fast food restaurant, because the difference in the sources. For instance, I think pink slime is not used in any decent restaurant, but has been a major component in McDonald's and its clones. The oil that's used for the French fries is really toxic in McDonald's and the fast food restaurants. So, and I'm not talking about just a greasy grinder, but an average, what I would call middle-class restaurant, I would trust more than one fast food restaurant. Now, compared to eating at home, as long as you are careful about your food, I would say I would give the best outside restaurant maybe a 6 and home an 8 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
The worst thing in the average restaurant is the amount of sugar they use.
Back in the 1980s, I remember eating at a restaurant in a city. It was a Radisson restaurant. And they had soup there. It was a buffet, and they had soup. And I got a scoop of this chicken noodle soup, brought it back to the table, and there were bugs in it. And the bugs were from the wheat that was used in making the pasta that went into the chicken noodle soup. And they were cooked, and no one seemed to notice it in the kitchen. So I'm, you know, I have a, when I pour out pasta out of one of those boxes, I pour it into a clear glass bowl. And then I look at it very, very carefully. And I've been doing that since the 80s as a result of this experience at the Radisson restaurant. And so I look at the bottom, I look at the box, I look for a little, you know, cobwebs. And because I don't know where that box has been before we got it. I have no idea. I've got some thoughts, but, you know, I want to make sure that there are no little critters in there. Now, some people may say that's protein, but I don't know if a restaurant is as concerned about what I eat as I am about what I eat. So I actually prefer not to eat out.
Oh, I agree. I often say I would rather cook for 20 people than go out to eat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's just more satisfying.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Shilley, I was thinking about, Kyle was talking about, Kyle from Montana was talking about, and you, magnesium lotion. And I'm wondering, is there a best place to apply magnesium? And does it make sense to apply it under the arms or on the butt, cheeks, or the legs, or the chest? Or when we come back, would you tell us where we get the fastest and best and most complete absorption on our skin, if there is a place? Dr. Shilley is with us. And Patrick Rawls is with us. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you God? You're
take my
when you go to the
season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, if you'd like to get the same newsletter I get multiple times per week, normshealy.com, NormSheely.com. Dr. Norm Shealy's multiple times per week newsletter, absolutely free, normshealy.com, and you can also visit his website for any of the products that you'd like to buy, including the Bliss Oils and Magnesium Lotion and the many, many books that he's written. Dr. Shealy, Magnesium Lotion, best place to apply it? The butt cheeks, the chest, the legs, under the arms, what?
I would not put it on the face in ordinary people because if you get it in the eyes, it's going to sting. I think under the arms is not the best place either because that's been so sensitized by people using deodorants. Other than that, personally, I prefer the buttocks or the feet. Any skin is okay as long as it's not too hairy. But the buttocks and the feet are easy because you just put it on and pull up your shorts or your socks. You don't have to wait any length of time because it'll be absorbed, you know, throughout the day. If you put it other places of the body, the clothes aren't as tight on your skin, so it may not be absorbed as well.
All right. Is there potential for overdosing with magnesium lotion or too much magnesium?
I doubt it. I think, interestingly, in a normal nutrient there, your chances of, you know, overabsorbing are less because the body knows what it needs, so to speak. And it's not like it has to excrete extra or anything like that. And when you take it by mouth, of course, it's actually not absorbed well because it has to get to the distal colon, and that takes a minimum of 12 hours. So if you've got transit time, it's 11 hours, you don't absorb it well at all. If you have a lot of fat in your diet or a lot of calcium, it's not absorbed as well in the gut. The other nice thing about the skin application is not only does it raise this magnesium level inside your cells, but it actually helps raise your DHEA, dehydroepiandrosterone, the most important hormone in your body, male or female.
Okay, next question. I was talking with one of our friends, and he recommended, well, it was recommended to him that he takes iodine, three drops a day in a glass of water. Have you heard of that?
Oh, yeah, there is a liquid iodine. The one that I know has 75 micrograms per drop. Now, when I did my study on it, we found it took 20 drops to really do much. In other words, anything below 1,000 micrograms, or you know, is not very useful.
Okay, and is like triiodine? Would that be something that you could take in?
Swarm's triiodine or iodoterol are the ones that I like. Now they're 12.5 milligrams.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so triiodine. If we don't overdose, it's okay.
Yes.
Taking it orally. Okay. Next thing I'd like to bring up, Dr. Shealy, is that there's a restaurant in England, and they've decided that, you know, clothes are something that not necessary. They want to have the natural dining experience. And the reason I'm mentioning this, you were talking about butt cheeks and
right.
Putting magnesium lotion on. Now I'm looking at this restaurant and I'm thinking, I don't think this is like something. I mean, this is like pull up a toilet seat and sit right here and have dinner.
Vince, I'm with you. I don't want to rub butts with most people. I like hardly anybody.
So, I guess the medical question here, Dr. Shealy, it's a serious medical question. So, going to one of these restaurants where you just put your bare butt down on the seat that has just been warmed by the previous diner, are we at risk of getting critters, literal critters?
Well, yes,
diseases?
You're definitely at risk of a wide variety of parasites and other diseases. I do not think that public nudity is optimal.
Okay. Patrick Rollins, thank you so much for joining us today. Dr. Shealy, thank you for dispensing such great medical advice. We always love to hear your thoughts and opinions and advice. NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.